Zazen, just sitting, is the physical manifestation of the Heart Sutra. The Heart Sutra is the encouragement, the articulation, the guidelines for Zazen, for Zazening, for being just this, just being. It's very clear if we chew these up, if we really do the Heart Sutra, be the Heart Sutra. It's being just sitting in all the various ways that Zazening is, in all the various aspects of what arises and is required to be just sitting. My first formal instruction for Zazen was coming to a Zendo, being told to sit next to others who were facing a wall and left there for a half hour. That was it. I had been sitting at that point for several years, but that was my first time coming to a Zendo. Very simple. Just sit. We discover in just sitting all the ways that just sitting isn't okay. The ways thoughts, sensation, conceptions, discriminations arise, and we believe them, entangle in them. Right there is the clarification of just sitting. Right there is seeing clearly the emptiness of the five conditions. That's what just sitting requires of us. Several of my early teachers, Soen Nakagawa Roshi, Edo Roshi, Maizumi Roshi, used to practice with us in the Zendo by often walking around behind us and adjusting our postures. That's all they did. They didn't say anything. They moved our shoulders back, moved it forward, adjusted our spine, adjusted our abdomen a little forward by pushing, straightening the head, all the ways of enabling us to open up to being this moment. To being this moment despite aches, pains, despite our wanting to dream and noticing it. That's what the Heart Sutra is reminding us. Form is exactly emptiness. Conception, discrimination, awareness are likewise like this. All the five skandhas are likewise like this. That is opening to sitting despite drifting off into how it feels. I don't like it. I like it. I need to move and yet just sit. I need to think about this. That, I remember that. What am I going to do about it? Whether we manifest it in form or in sensation or in conceptions or in discriminations or in awareness, all of those. If we entangle in those as form, then we refuse to be the form emptiness of them. When we entangle in them is emptiness, then we refuse to be the form, exactly form. So just sit, adjusting the posture this way. Not because you have to think out and figure out anything. Because in the very being of form is form, and emptiness is emptiness. Right there. Right there is the whole of the wisdom of the Heart Sutra, is being this Prajnaparamita. Right there, despite the aches and wanting to slump, wanting to move this way and that, or hold this way and that, no hindrance. Opening up the posture, that's the way they taught. Now, of course, I was in my 20s then. My body is now in its 70s, past 75. So what I could have done when I was 20 or 25 is no longer so easy to do. I have to adjust in one sense to that. So the idea of everyone sitting cross-legged in full lotus, maybe in half lotus on cushions, is fine when you're 25 or 18 or maybe 35 or maybe even 45. So leaving aside the idea of how to sit upright and still to the realities of our body and our form, it's being just this upright still in the midst of believing thoughts about before and after self and other. All the skandhas are empty, not only all the five skandhas, but everything, everyone we encounter. And being empty, they're very full. Therefore, as Dogen, Rujing, and others remind us, whatever wind comes, we respond, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, no matter which direction, which strength, as opposed to, I don't like that one. You're coming from the wrong direction. Not so strong. Oh, you're too weak. All of those are entanglements, beliefs, places where we don't see the emptiness of the form of the universe right now, of the condition of the universe right now. Instead, we get caught up. We move around. We wiggle. And I don't mean just wiggle when sitting, but wiggle in our life. Because we don't see that this right here is the prajna. Paramita Avalokiteshvara, responding to whatever condition as the condition of emptiness manifesting, as the condition of form manifesting as the prajna that it is. Seeing the prajna, Avalokiteshvara can use whatever hands and eye is appropriate, and Avalokiteshvara is you, then you can relieve so-called your suffering and so-called suffering of others, so-called end to the harming, because whether it's Zazen when you're sitting formally with others by yourself, or it's the Zazen of your whole life. The Heart Sutra doesn't limit itself to just so-called formal conditions and formal times, past, present, future. No hindrances. No hindrances mean not being hindered by the fact that sitting upright, I want to think about what am I going to do tomorrow? And I want to remember and go over, what did she do to me yesterday? Did I respond right? Was she at fault? Isn't she at fault? Isn't he the one responsible? So that way, Zazen, each line of the Heart Sutra is another aspect of how we be, how we're encouraged to be exactly who we are. Not the story of who we are, not the self-centered dream, not even the other-centered dream. Dreams are dreams, they're fine, they're great. But if you jump out of bed of a dream and you pull out a gun or a knife or start screaming at someone because of the dream, you'll make trouble for those that share a house with you, for those that are your neighbors. And if you go outside and do things, you'll make even more trouble for yourself and others. That's the Heart Sutra manifest as our Zazen. As our Zazen when sitting, as our Zazen when walking, as our Zazen throughout life, then it's very easy to bow, whether actually or internally, so to speak, to those that we meet, to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that we encounter, because they're all, if I say it, forms of prajna, forms of form, emptiness of prajna. That's what the Heart Sutra is. Maha prajna paramita. Maha, great prajna. So great prajna is zazeni. And it's up to us to see how, where, not because we're going to get something from it. We get nothing from Zazen. Nothing. Anything you get would be more poison that you turned into forms or conceptions or discriminations. You don't need poison because you lack nothing from the very beginning. You are Avalokiteshvara. And the whole universe is your dance with myriad beings, myriad bodhisattvas who you meet along the way and with whom you have dharma interactions, exchanges, dances, songs that you sing and chant together and things that you do. That's what the Heart Sutra in its various ways. You all know it, recite it often enough. If you attend to different lines of it, you'll see how that's describing your practice of Zazen, your practice when we are sitting upright, your practice in all the various realms that we enter while sitting upright. Despite being just this, we sometimes find ourselves entranced by various realms of past, present, future. But the Heart Sutra takes care of all of that, clarifies all. Therefore, those are the guidelines how to treat that when it arises. All past, present, future Buddhas live Prajnaparamita. That means every memory, resentment, discrimination story, or other stories, projections about what if they should, fears of all sorts. Those are the opportunity to manifest the wisdom that is our life. And the Heart Sutra encourages us. If you need help, have a copy of it around in your house, in your car, and you could look. Ah, no hindrance in mind. And I hear I'm fearful of the hindrance about what if I'm going to have to go into them? What if, maybe it used to be like that, but here it is. All past, present, future Buddhas live Prajnaparamita. See, all past, present, future Buddhas, and that's all you meet are past, present, future Buddhas. They don't have to know that they're Buddhas. We meet them in so-called real life, and we meet them in the dreams that we dream up, some while we're awake, some at other times. Some even appear in the midst of our Zazen. We find that past Buddhas and Bodhisattvas appear. Some of them we recognize as such, some we don't. So the Heart Sutra reminds us, all past, present, future Buddhas living Prajnaparamita. All of this is just for one purpose, if I say it that way, to clear all pain, suffering, harming. This is the truth, says he. So all our job is set forth the Prajnaparamita, set forth this in our Zazen, in our so-called formal Zazen, so you can see when what arises that, what should I say, makes it difficult on your judgment. But of course there is no judgment of Zazen. You just do be Zazening as best you can, and that's inclusive of all the various directions and ways you so-called are and so-called aren't Zazen. Don't say, well, I had good Zazen, I had bad Zazen. Such things don't apply. No one asks. We don't know how to judge such things. We think we do. Ah, this was a good one. Ah, this was a bad one. Those are dreams. Heart Sutra doesn't talk about good, bad, prajna. It just says no wisdom, no gain. No gain. Doesn't matter. Good prajna, good zazen, no gain. Bad zazen, no gain. No hindrance. Only these deluded thoughts are what get us in trouble. And yet, this Prajnaparamita that we are, that everyone we meet is, it's not far away. Not far away. It's just far beyond deluded thoughts. It's right here. This here is nirvana. This here is the prajnaparamita. This here is the anuttara, samyat, sambodhi. So, as you sit, be just this. Be this moment, being just this. This zazen is just sitting. Nothing to accomplish, nothing to gain, nothing to lose. And it includes all the ways you bump up into our dreams and stories. So include those, reveal those for what they are. More, if I say it in such a way, forms of prajna, giving us the opportunity, if I say it differently, giving us the struggle to be just this, giving us the incentive to, how do I be just this when I'm, oh, it's so terrible, these songs, oh, these thoughts, they did that, oh, well. All these, when we see them, do your practice. Entangled in them, no problem. Right there, reveal them as this prajna in being just this. Reveal them by your practice, by your zazen, by our zazen, whether formal sitting or in the various forms of formlessness, which is our life, walking down the street, talking to a neighbor, having an exchange at the grocery store, even having trouble with someone who yells at you, even working in the various ways that you work, people who fulfill what you expect of them, people who say you don't fulfill what they expect of you. Those are just a few of the myriad forms that the thousand hands and eyes of Avalokiteshvara, of Kuan Yin, responds to. That's the responding out of the deep prajnaparamita that relieves misfortune and pain, completely, completely relieves misfortune and pain, or we want to say suffering and harm, by revealing it as what it is, revealing it in the sense that allows us to be, I'll say, transformed without any change. It's transformed into being seen for what it is. So use the Heart Sutra. Use your zazen to manifest the Heart Sutra. Use the Heart Sutra to assist you in your zazen. Of course, do zazen in the form that works in your body, in your life. When you do it formally, do that. Being able to be still, upright. If you can't be upright, do it lying down. Leaning back. Whether sitting, standing, walking, lying down. All of those are forms of zazening. If we allow them to be so. They are so, but they're not so for us if we don't allow them to be so. If we entangle in dreams, if we hold to stories and reactions. So we will continue Zazen in Sesshin. We will continue the Heart Sutra, whether when you're saying it or when you're not reciting it. Being just this, I've been told, didn't ever meet Suzuki Roshi, but I've heard from those who did study with him that when they would sit Zazen, he often, not all the time, but often, he would just walk up and down the lines in the Zendo with the people facing the wall and adjust them. Adjust their back, adjust their arms, adjust their mudra, adjust their hips, adjust their posture. One, two. And as I said, it's not a matter of Rinzai Soto. So and Roshi used to do that. Edo Roshi used to do that. That's my experience. Maizumi Roshi, who is Soto, who is trained with Rinzai as well, used to do that. Other teachers do that I knew did that, but that's enough teachers to quote. That's the Buddha Dharma, the Buddha practice way. So, be Heart Sutra Zazening, so you could Zazen the Heart Sutra. Thank you.